Blog Talk Radio.
Summer. Oh, shoot. Ah. Is that better?
Sorry to find you there, Alice, but I had to come down to drive me nuts up there. My mother's coming to visit. And whenever her mother comes to visit, she goes off the wall.
Oh, it's all right, Ed. Hey, Ralph.
Yeah? What did you see what I got for you, Alice?
What you got there?
You're going to be amazed at the simplicity of this machine. It's a handy-dandy vacuum cleaner.
A handy-dandy vacuum cleaner?
Oh, yeah. It's got all the attachments. This is for drapes.
We haven't got any drapes.
This is Venetian blinds.
We haven't got any Venetian blinds.
This is for upholstered furniture.
We haven't got any upholstered furniture.
Will you stop complaining? I'm trying to make your life a little easier. Now, you'll be amazed at how this vacuum cleaner will pick up the dirt. Now, just watch this. Sprinkle that oatmeal all over the floor, Norton. Oatmeal on the floor.
Ralph, I just washed this floor.
Don't worry about it. The handy-dandy vacuum cleaner will do better than your mop. Now, put that plug in the wall. Will you plug in the wall? Now, let's see. Oh, yeah. There it is. There's a button.
Wow. That vacuum cleaner sounds horrible. It sounds like Mahatma Gandhi when he's drunk.
Never mind that. Ralph, with my knowledge of machinery, I think I have the answer as to what's going on with that vacuum cleaner. Yeah. The motor is detached from the flow of the dynaflow of the inner workings of the outer extremity of the Earl can. Now, what does that mean? I don't know. Will you just get up? Ralph, oatmeal didn't work too good. You want to try it with cornflakes? Oh, shut up. Cornflakes. Probably something just works good in the store. I don't understand it. Let me see that. Wait a minute. Maybe there's something stuck in the hose. Hold it. Turn it on. Turn it on. I can't understand what you're saying, Ralph. What is the matter with you? Trying to kill me or something?
Ralph, you got stuck. It's a lemon. Now just take it back to the store and get your money back.
I'm taking it back to the store. It cost me a fortune. $5 for this.
$5 for that? It's not even worth 50 cents.
Stop it, Alice. Just try to get something good for you to make your life easier around here, and all you do is complain. handy dandy vacuum cleaner.
I remember that.
I used to. When I was a kid, my first job. Everybody remembers their first job.
Oh, I do.
Well, I had my first job.
What was?
I worked for Products for the Blind. Oh God. What a fiasco that was.
What was it?
Yeah,
What'd you do?
You had to go down to the orientation, see?
Oh, no.
And this this guy, I forget his name, but he was kind of fat, and he didn't smell right, you know.
Oh, man.
And he handed me a bag, and he said, "Now, this is your shampoo and your soap." I said, what do you want me to do with it? He said, "Now I'll show you that. Now we pick a block and we go door to door, see?" And you knock on the door and the lady will say, "Who is it? What do you want?" And you say, "Products for the blind, good morning." So I couldn't. I knocked on the door, but the guy was always mad at me because I never said "Products for the Blind, good morning." I said, "Oh, miss, may I have a word with you," or something like that. You know.
Yeah.
And she opened the door, and some of the girls said, "Oh, you're cute. What do you want?" I said, "In here I have shampoo, soap, and deodorant and powder and some of the most beautiful fragrances that you'll ever want." You know?
That's all you were. He should have been happy.
and I think the soap was what, $1 a box, four bars in there. And I opened it up.
I think we had that once.
I said, "Here, smell this."
Yeah, he didn't like that. He was selling it.
And the one woman, I didn't mean it because I couldn't see her. I hit her in the head. She went, "Oh, you pervert!" And she slammed the door, and the soap went all over the hallway, and the guy's yelling, "Don't throw it at
me!" Didn't throw it.
So
it just
funny.
Went all over.
And then there was another stupid guy working with me.
Uh-huh.
And not only was he blind, I think he was mental or something. I don't know. and he didn't get it right either. He didn't say "Products for the Blind." He said he had some kind of a presentation that they didn't like. See, he said,
"Yeah.
If you don't buy this, I'll stand here all day."
Oh, my God.
And the women
terrible.
Were yelling. They slammed the door. I think one woman even called the police.
That's
you
even
know.
Better.
And they asked us if we had a peddler's license.
License, yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And I said, "No." I said, "But I do have a dog license." And the cop started laughing.
He starts laughing?
Yeah. He said, "Look," he said, "I understand what you're trying to do, but you go down to City Hall and get a license. I'm going to forget it this time.
The
you know, but don't
license?
Let it happen again." Angel,
the peddler's license.
But it was so funny, but this stupid product for the blind, what do we make, 75 cents on a product, I think.
Oh, my God. I remember that.
You know,
my mother and father used to, you know, buy some. You know, they felt bad.
Yeah,
they just said, "Oh, you know, these people are coming around. Just buy from them."
And we used to, and we a whole bunch of us.
Yeah.
We would invade the block, you know.
Yes, you would.
And believe it or not,
yeah.
One of the people that worked for them was in my class.
Oh.
And I'll give you one guess who it was.
Dinnigan.
That's it. Dinnigan. Holy smoke. And he didn't
that
take no for an
right.
answer, and he brought the stuff to school.
Uh-oh.
and he's putting it on everybody's desk, and Miss Martha says, Jimmy, what are you doing?
I got a new job, Miss Mom. I'm a salesman. You ever
what?
A salesman.
He couldn't say salesman.
I'm a salesman. What is a salesman? I go around door to door and I sell the soap, and I got the shampoo, and I got the deodorant, and I got everything.
Deodorant.
And you know what they like best about it, Miss Mom? I'm afraid to ask. What is it? And they like when I sing for them. Tails in the rail, five times. Jimmy, stop that.
He's got all the soap in the whole classroom now. Smells from this soap, you know. Smells like some kind of, I can't remember the fragrance, but it was,
it was
kind of nice.
Yeah.
And the
cool
shampoo and all and the deodorant. Yeah, so Jimmy was one of the kids who went out with us, and whenever he went out, there was always trouble.
I wonder why.
He was always starting trouble, getting into trouble. You know?
That's cute.
And one guy, you know, none of these people could see, so they didn't know. They don't know who knocked on what door, you know.
Yeah.
So Jimmy knocked on the door. Another guy came along, I forget his name. He knocked on the same door, Jimmy, hey, my dog, anyway, my dog.
started fighting
with this guy in the hall, and the fat guy came along and said, please, none of that.
That was the guy who was telling you which
that
door
was
to
the,
go to.
The boss, you know, the supervisor. And Jimmy says,
hey, knock on my door. Tell me to stay away from my door. I don't want nobody going near my door. It's my door.
And the woman came out and she said, what's going on here? I'm a sick woman.
Yeah, man, I hope you feel better. And Jimmy says, if you use this soap, it'll help you.
She didn't want anything to do with it.
Are you insinuating that I'm dirty? Oh, no, you smell nice, but you could smell better.
He's so
and
bad.
And you find your new dish jump, you won't even smell.
Oh, that's
man, I'll never forget the crazy stuff.
He really did it good. Oh,
what a regular riot. That was my first job. I don't know. I think I lasted about 3 months.
You must have been laughing like crazy.
And then somebody told me, you know, you could make a lot more money singing in the subway. They heard me sing, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And they were right.
Yeah, well, you sing well. You sing well, that's why.
So I gave up that job
for
the subway. You know, and it's like when Alice's mother came to visit her on the honeymoon, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, Alice. Oh, Alice. Oh, hello, mother.
You know, and
Alice, you look thin. Are you sure you're getting enough food?
And Ralph's sitting there, he's moaning, you know, he's making all kinds of faces.
Well, I just hope that you're getting enough food, because some people around here don't even need to eat.
And she's looking at him. Oh, you dirty. And then she starts and she's,
you know, your sister is married to a wonderful man. He has a wonderful job, and they have a big house, and he makes sure that she gets
plenty of food. Ralph goes,
That's funny. I remember that show.
Says, well, I don't. Well, I never. A man doesn't have to get fat if he doesn't want to sit around and mope all day and be lazy. And then she says to Alice, she says, and to think that you gave up a good job in the laundry for this. Get out.
Get out. Even
get out. Get
that.
Out. Well, I
get
never.
Out.
I'm leaving. He throws her out. That's my mother, Ralph, and I'm leaving, too. I don't care. I don't care. Don't let her come in here. Don't let her come in here again, Alice. Don't let her come in here, because if you do, I'm going to Sing Sing. I'm going to murder her. That was so funny.
Yeah.
All right, Inside. What we gotta do? We gotta do commercials. I don't want
to.
Yeah,
we have to do some of that at least.
Biggie, the key to rescue at Verizon.net. All right, that's the email.
Yeah.
Adopted the key to Joanne Diamond. 609-388-7004. Phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, Louie's coming up.
Yeah, you forgot him.
I hope he dials
on,
in. Louie's coming up. Let's see. Kennedy Realty, buy a house,
Louis
sell a house. They said the mortgage is going up
Louis
and down
Wainfield.
Like crazy. Because of the stupid stuff with the rush.
Louis waiting for you.
All right. Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, get some good info. Kennedy Realty. Beautiful children of the world. Amante. Corey Foster. Baby Royalty. Little Tommy. Ollie Campbell. All the beautiful children. Go an extra mile for a child. In a sight reminder. All right. And let's see. What else we got? Oh, I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp. I got to thank Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Give them a call. Give them a holler over there. And, regards to my dear friend Ira Tucker's son, Darren, and his, thank God he's recovering from his pneumonia.
No, boy.
My buddy Ira and Darren, all right? Booked Ira today. He's going to try to get us some new information about the nursing home.
Oh,
all right.
Awesome.
Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Inner Sight means freedom.
Yeah.
Advocates for the disabled. 631-224-3090. That's the phone number for Inner Sight, in case you need it. Hey, the whole department, computer department in Best Buy, witnessed our radio show today.
Oh, they did? Oh, how
tonight,
cool.
Yeah. Because they were demonstrating laptops for me.
Oh, great. That's cool.
So they were very impressed with the show, and I heard it on the laptop.
Oh, how cool.
Sounded pretty good, too.
That's good, yeah.
I must say.
Yeah.
First time I ever
I
heard me
you.
On a laptop.
I told you.
All right,
good.
In a sight. Is Louie on the line?
Yeah, he is. He's waiting for you.
Well, do the Able News first, then we'll get.
Okay.
Able News,
here
then Lou.
Okay. Why did it just do that? Oh,
Able News within a sight.
Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including accounts of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right, in a sight, Frolic, Louie's on the line. We got Lauren Hardy coming up.
Yep, yep.
So stay with us. Let's get Louie.
Okay, here
with the,
here's Louie.
Watusi.
Hello, Frank Perino. Finally, I got you on the Friday night.
Got us.
Finally.
Yeah, so what's up? How you doing, Lou?
Hi, I'm Frank Perino. My name is Ralph Crabden.
Oh, all right. Ralph, you better lose a little weight there. You won't be able to get behind the wheel of a bus.
Yeah, that's right.
Can he do the Watusi in that weight?
That's easy. All you got to do is waddle like a duck.
There you go.
The Hucklebuck.
The Hucklebuck?
You ever hear the Hucklebuck dance?
No.
That's an old-time dance.
I
used
heard
to do that in the 1940s, Hucklebuck.
Oh, yeah, the Hucklebuck?
Do the Hucklebuck.
See the dance you should know.
That's
see
it, he knows it. Oh.
You back down low. There,
you
your baby, there. Go. You do the Hucklebuck. Do the Hucklebuck.
I actually know this. Yeah.
If you want to do it, then you press it out of your luck. You wiggle like a snake. You wiggle like a duck.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, Louie knows
you know what
it.
I remember when I was a kid? We had, like, dance lessons. And all we would do is have a whole, like, hour of dance lessons. That was craziness, but we did. And I don't know why we did the Charleston.
Yeah, different dances, right?
Yeah, we did the Charlestons. We did everything with that. And I was amazed why they had that. I didn't know why they had, the bunny hop. We did the bunny hop. We did a whole
You know how I learned to dance when I was a kid?
Yeah.
I learned to dance in high school because I was in the Braille class. See, we were all blind.
Yeah.
And they didn't want us to take gym.
What?
So they had all these girls come in from the gym class and teach us how to dance. That was the best class I ever had.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Hey, Louie.
Yeah, talk to Louie Rivera.
I want to try to get the Jack Benny roast.
Jack Benny I got a question on Connie and Chrissy on the TV show. I watched it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Jack Benny roast.
Did you watch him?
Yeah, last Saturday I did.
Oh, nice.
Oh, what were they talking about?
Talking about going on dates and talk about rock and roll and all that stuff. Yep.
Oh, rock and roll, huh?
And then Connie Chrissy was drinking, having a little sandwich, a little soda.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, this is it.
She got those two ladies are good class. With nice pink dresses they're wearing.
What kind of rock and roll are they like? What kind of song?
Maybe heavy metal.
They like heavy metal?
They like Journey. They like the Doobie Brothers. They got Imagine Dragons and Foo Fighters and more. Those two female ladies.
What about Marilyn Manson? You don't like him?
Sometimes.
Yeah, he's crazy, that guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Finally, I got him on that line on Friday night with this psychotic. My name is Rosanna Dana. Talking to those two pretty ladies going cuckoo and have a lot of wacky fun, Connie and Chrissy.
Mm.
That's it. Did you find the Jack Benny roast?
Yeah, I did. I just want to see if it... Yeah.
Oh.
But see, here's the thing. He's roasting people. Let's see, Jack Benny roasts whatever the heck it is, and he's roasting everybody. So let me just see
whatever
if it's
it
the
is.
Other way around.
Can you play it?
Trying right now.
And then we're going to get Louis to give us a song.
Oh, okay. Hang on.
Let me hear Jack Benny roast before you return to Louis Rivera on the line here.
Yeah, if we can get it on. If we can get it on.
Yeah, I have to. Oh, wait, I have to get up. And, wait, I don't
I'll put it on.
Here
hold.
It is, ladies and gentlemen.
Uh-huh.
Yes?
Oh, I can't quite get it. This is not fun. Hold on.
Huh?
I'm not as fast as you guys. Wait, here it is.
Hello, my name is Jack Benny. Yeah, I'm talking to my friend on the phone, like on a Friday night, with Dean Martin and guys. My man Jerry Lewis right there.
I have I don't know. It's a Jack Benny roast. He's not being roasted. He's roasting somebody.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay, hold on. Wait, hold on.
On Inner Sight, Raleigh.
Greatest comedian. Considered, meaning it hasn't been decided yet.
I said Ronda Rousey, Ronda Rousey.
Anyway, when I was just a boy and...
Judo.
For 24 years, our relationship remained exactly the same. I never got a raise. Show, and the first time that I went to his house for dinner, Jack says, would you like to have a drink? Well, I drew back in horror. Jack said, how about a martini? So I told him I'd give it a whirl, you know. Or without. I said, what's the difference, Nick?
Clear the board until we hear this.
Okay. Hold on, it's almost over. What the heck happened? Done. Anyway. That was done, a quickie. Hold on, let me just clear the board, okay? I don't even know. Louis must have
gone
somehow. Okay. Louis,
you
there?
Yeah, Louis right here.
Yeah, but you got a lot in your background. We can't hear the roast. You gotta, when you do that, mute your background.
What, bathroom?
No. No, you don't have to be in the bathroom. You just have to put yourself on mute so you could hear it, you know?
I can hear through the phone.
Yeah, but we hear whatever's in your background.
All right, is that the whole piece?
That is the whole piece, darling.
Oh, that's not very long.
No, it isn't.
Not my TV, that's Ortiz.
No, it's okay, Louis. We got it.
Oh, it must be the wrong.
That was
TV.
A little bit of Jackie Gleason.
Yeah.
Jack Benny, I should say.
Yeah.
It was a big fight on Monday Night Raw.
Wait a minute.
You see that? Well, we got to get a better broadcast of that.
The block let's see if I can get this.
Hey, Louie, how about give us a little song?
Wait a minute.
Hello?
Yeah, how about you give us a little song, Lou?
Okay, hold on a second. I love the love of Paris. Seems so sadly gay. the glory that was roaring many by the bay. I was terror alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm so alone from the city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco, high on a hill, because to me, I see no little metal cars, halfway to the stars, thy golden stars. We'll shine for me, I don't care. We're always there in San Francisco. When we comes to the windy sea. Well, when I come home to you, San Francisco, your golden star will shine for me.
All right, Louis Rivera.
Very nice.
On the inner side. That was a good job, Lou.
Okay.
Yes.
Listen, I want you to have a good weekend, and you take care. We're going to have a lot of fun next Friday on the Frolics. We'll stay tuned.
Okay, Lou.
Yeah.
Good.
Bye-bye now.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, Louis.
Take care.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Give me some Lauren Hardy music, would you?
Yeah.
On Inner Sight. Live. Well, what are you reading about? Look what it says here. Join the army and see the world. See the world? Well, how are you going to see the world if they put a helmet on you to come down over your face so you don't get hit with a bullet? What are you talking about? I've seen pictures of them soldiers, you know. They don't see the world. They don't see anything with that helmet over their face. Look what it says here, Stanley. Make $15 a month. $15 a month? I never made that much money in my life. Well, what are you going to do? I think we ought to go down to this recruiting office. Come along, Stanley. Well, what do you need me for? Because they want people who are in shape. If they see you, I'll be sure to get in. How do you figure that? Because they'll figure that you'll help me get into shape. Well, I don't know if they've got a uniform to fit you, Ollie. Hey, one, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. Who do you adore? The general. The general. The general. Who's that? That's the sergeant. He looks pretty tough. Doesn't look that tough to me. When I was coming in, somebody said he's a pussycat. Well, I hope he hasn't got any claws. What do you birds want?
Yep.
Well, he read it in the magazine. Oh. Well, what does he want? he wants to join up. Join up? We haven't got any bulldozers. We can't help them. Well, what do you mean you can't? Aren't you the United States Army? That's right. And we only take people who are in shape. Like you, now. You're another story, see? I bet I could make a soldier out of you in no time. Now, get in there. I'll get you a uniform. Now, wait a minute. I don't want to go in there. Wait a minute. Get that. Oh, no, 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 no. Now you've done it. Hey, Sarge, what about me? What are you going to do? I got an idea, see? If we need somebody to imitate a tank, we'll call on you. Imitate a tank? What kind of a thing is that? You just put a couple of big guns on your shoulder, that's all. You see, Ollie? You see, I knew I'd found you a job for the Army. Job for the Army, imitate a tank. All right, now we're going to go out on maneuver. All right, stand attention. Ten, hut, four, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four. Hey, Ollie, why don't you button your coat? It's kind of warm, cold out here. I can't button my coat. They gave me the wrong size uniform. Well, that's the biggest one they've got. Fella said he had to send over seas to a tailor to make that one. And the tailor made it the wrong way because he was blind. Wait, a blind tailor made my uniform the wrong way? Well, why doesn't the government fix it? Well, because they discriminate against the blind, that's why. Now, don't worry. I'll protect you. See, they gave me a gun. Look out! What is the matter with you? Put that gun down. All right, you bird. Get out there and start walking. Walking? But I thought we were going to ride in the truck. You don't ride in a truck. That's for officers. And especially this guy over here needs plenty of walking. Hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut, two, three, four, hut, hut, two, three, four. You're in the Army now. You're in the Army now. You never get rich, just son of a bitch. You're in the Army now. Remember that song?
Yeah, I do. I really remember it. I used to sing it as a kid.
Yeah, but it didn't go like that. That wasn't a real...
No, you used to just...
It was something else, but I never could remember it, so I said, you never get rich, you son of a bitch.
Oh, I remember you. I'm in the Army now.
In the Army now.
Right.
You remember all the... all the commercials, old-time commercials on
television. Oh, yeah, about
television.
Yeah.
Remember those?
They were like jingles. They were like jingles, more than...
You had the cigarettes.
Yeah.
Then you had the aspirin commercials.
Oh, I remember that.
Aspirin and Alka-Seltzer.
Plop, plop.
Roma-Seltzer. What else was there?
Definitely the one that...
Phillips Milk of Magnesia. Remember that?
Oh, God. I didn't.
And then there was Geritol.
Oh, remember that? They still have it, you know. It's like a vitamin thing. Yeah.
A guy used to come out and he'd talk really, you know, authoritative, like, are you run down? Are you feeling blue? Are you tired of looking at yourself in the mirror and saying, oh, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Are you tired of your wife saying, you're too saggy for me, I want a guy who looks like Gary Cooper?
Uh-oh.
Is that what's bothering you, friend? Don't
Geritol.
Despair, get Geritol.
That's
right. Geritol, just one tablespoon of Geritol contains vitamins, minerals, protein,
that's
and
right.
all kinds of happaracket.
Yeah.
Kinds of what? Happaracket,
yeah, exactly.
Don't you know what that is? No, well, I neither do I. Now just take Geritol.
That's it.
Geritol, remember that?
You won't need any. Yeah, I do.
And Jack Benny used to advertise that on his show. And he came out one day and he said, gee, I feel really horrible today. You know, I wonder what... It must be the weather. It must be the air, you know.
Yeah.
They say the smog in Hollywood is horrible. And the fellow would come out and say, Mr. Benny, did you take your Geritol? What? Jerahu? No, I... Wait a minute. That's why you feel so horrible. You take Geritol, you'll be fortified with vitamins, minerals, proteins, and all kinds of segregation.
All kinds of segregation. That's funny.
Degradation. I'll have to take that Geritol. And then you had the, remember the Bayer aspirin?
Oh, yeah.
Commercial, remember that?
Yep, they do.
Are you achy?
Are you achy?
Do you feel feverish and run down and you have the chills and you're coughing and you have a bad cold?
Mm-hmm.
Don't despair. Take Bayer aspirin. It won't upset your stomach. And then there's a guy in the background vomiting, you know. I took Bayer aspirin and I'm sick as a dog. I go to the bathroom. I got diarrhea.
Oh, no.
The doctor told me to take the Bayer aspirin and it made me sick.
Ew.
In the bathroom.
I know, it made him sick.
Bayer aspirin.
That's right.
Will not upset your stomach.
That's right. That's the problem right there. It upset your stomach.
And then some
not.
Guy would come out and say, yeah, because after you take it, you'll be dead. Now get out of here.
I remember
there was another
Bayer.
One.
What?
Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a relief it is. that was Alka-Seltzer. You know that?
That was Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, it was. Oh, I think I ate too much. Take Alka-Seltzer. That was the commercial right there.
I ate too much. Who was that? Oh, a guy that came out and said that, right? Is that what it was?
Yeah. And then after that, it said, plop, plop, fizz, fizz. Oh, what a release it is. That's how it
plop,
went.
Plop, plop.
With a little jingle, yeah. Thank you,
oh. Ginger?
Yeah. No.
They didn't
plop,
put
plop.
Ginger in it.
They should have.
Yeah,
they would have got a lot of people feeling better.
They
should have put ginger in it. Whenever I take anything like that, I make ginger tea when I have stomach problems. I don't sit there and wait. I take some natural stuff.
Ginger?
You know? Ginger, yeah.
Oh, and the Alka-Seltzer.
Yeah, you could do that if you want. The Alka-Seltzer makes you burp, but the ginger does all the anti-nausea stuff, which is better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Ginger?
Yeah.
Nah, there's no ginger in there.
No, there never was. But I don't take Alka-Seltzer because it has aspirin in it. I think it's partly aspirin. Acetylsalicylic acid, I think. But it is partly aspirin.
All right, in a sec. But I think I like the old commercial, you know.
Oh, yeah, they got the singles, that's why. I like the old ones, too. Yeah.
All right, in a sight, Monday's Mad or Glad.
Yeah.
Tuesday, open mic. Wednesday, the nursing home show. Don't forget that.
Oh, no.
You know.
Thursday, to be announced right now.
Yeah, we don't have a show up for Thursday yet.
And then Friday. You can't forget Friday, the folly.
But we will.
Yes. Which is cool, the Follies always.
Friday's the Funnies, all right. Wednesday night television.
Yep.
Manhattan Neighborhood Network.
Right.
1997, 11 o'clock, Wednesday night, Inner Sight. And all teeth. Not all teeth. All teeth. I got all my teeth. Look.
Yeah.
Close
right,
your mouth, you stupid
teeth. <That's... laughs>
All teeth.
Yeah, all
on
teeth.
On
Inner
Sight.
All teeth, whatever.
Reminds me of the dentist thing. You know,
yeah.
We do it every once in a while with the guy
yeah.
who doesn't want to go to the dentist, remember that?
Yes, right, I remember.
Thursday night, 7:30, all teeth, Inner Sight, Channel 20. Remember the guy with the dentist?
I remember.
No. You know, that was a true story. My old man really tried to do that. I'll never forget it.
Really? Oh, my God, he must have really had
that
a lot
so
of pain.
So funny.
Did he do it while he was drunk, or did he do it while he was, you know, a little sober? What did he do, well, half and half?
No, he wasn't drunk, but he had a bad toothache. And he didn't,
oh, no.
he didn't like the dentist.
I didn't like it either, but I didn't do that. Oh, my God.
He didn't like him.
Oh, he didn't like him, period.
So he came home one day, and...
Oh, no.
My brother wasn't home, I guess.
He would have laughed so hard.
So he wanted me. Now, I couldn't keep in mind, I couldn't see good.
Right.
They wanted me to help him.
Oh, geez.
And the old lady was in the other room. I guess she was
he didn't
watching
he
television or something. I don't know. So, I had to move the chair. I moved the chair over to the by the door. See,
yeah.
And Mom says, "What are you doing, Frankie?" And said, "I'm helping Daddy," you know.
She knew better to come right away.
and my father's sitting there. He's got his mouth open. Frankie, come on,
how big was his mouth at that time?
And I walked over to him. I said, what are you doing, Dad? Put the
string around my tooth or whatever.
I'll never forget it. This tooth right here. This is the one tooth. Right here.
Oh, my God.
I
this now.
And he wanted me to put the string on his tooth. I couldn't see it.
You put it on the wrong
tooth. The old man's going, that you can see a little bit, right, Frankie? Can you see it? Can you see it? I said, Dad, I can't see it. I put the string on the tooth. I don't know if I had the right one. And then he didn't close his mouth, you know. He said, I got a car door.
I said,
oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
Was it the other end of the string, and I tied on the doorknob.
Oh, my God. And I slammed the door.
And he's sitting on his chair. I said, and the old lady said, what's going on in there?
Yeah, right.
Frank, what are you doing with him? Oh, and my father goes, oh, my, Frank, I said, open the door,
my goodness, and slam
open
it.
Open the door, all the way, and I open the door,
yeah.
and the old man's sitting there on the chair. In the kitchen, see, and we had the door was I don't know,
heavy?
A couple of feet from there, see. So the
okay.
doorknob is, I got the string around the door, and he says, Parker, slam my door.
Oh, my God.
Slam my door, Parker, slam my door. He closed his mouth.
Yeah.
And I slammed the door, boom, he goes, ah! So, Daddy, you all right?
Yeah, what did he end up doing? The wrong tooth.
and then after all that, I said, Dad, what happened? He says, the wrong tooth, boy. I better go to the dentist.
Uh-oh. That should have been done a long time ago, right?
That was so damn funny.
It must have been.
We had a dentist who was this guy was rough. He was like, he was more like a construction worker. Digging in the street, you know, and he had this drill. His drill gave off smoke.
Oh, my. No wonder he
you know, one little loud-ass.
Yeah.
And he would put his foot on it, and that son of a bitch wouldn't take his foot off. He wouldn't take his foot off that damn thing for nothing, boy. One kid punched him in the mouth. Because he drilled his tooth too hard. what the hell was his name? I can't think of his name. So long ago. But he used to love that. You know, years ago, they didn't have the stuff they got today. The drill had a pedal on the floor. It was like he was running a damn hot rod, yeah? This friggin' thing scared the hell out of you. And then he said to us, if it hurts too much, raise your right hand. So one time I raised my right hand, boom, right in the front. I said, I'm sorry, Dr. So-and-so, are you all right? Yeah, because he stepped out of that damn drill like a maniac. My hand went up, boom.
Well, he told you. He did what you told him.
What a dentist. I'll never forget that guy. Right, he was right down. We used to go to him because he was right down the corner.
Well, that was good. So what, you brought your father there?
I don't know if my mother went there. Me and Phil went there.
Oh, all right.
What a regular riot. What was it, 924?
Yes. Uh-huh.
in his sight.
Yep.
Frolic 924. Anybody out there go to a mean dentist?
We opened the phone lines.
Oh, anybody call? Anybody call?
Yes. Louis called, remember?
Oh, Louis, but who else?
Let's see. A Brooklyn native. He called, but I don't know where he is now. Hold on. Let me check why that happened. Hold on.
On the frolics.
You know, he hopped in and he hopped off. A Brooklyn native.
You go to a dentist, folks, yeah. Make sure he doesn't have a drill with a pedal on the floor. That's all I got to say.
Oh, I saw that.
Get it. Those are the worst kind. I happen to have a dentist who has a very, very gentle hand. You don't even know he's working on you. Great, great guy. I got an appointment with him Monday. I'm going to get all my teeth fixed up. I'm going to look like a movie star, folks, when I go back on the show. All right, Inner Sight, Frolics, and, well, we started late tonight. We apologize. We had some kind of technical stuff going on. But we did it. We're here.
Yeah, we did it.
And we got to do better on that Jack Benny roast. I don't know what happened. It was kind of
I got to put it on the right one on the board. I got to see what the heck happened.
Yeah. All right. And I still want to find that Abbott and I want to get that Abbott and Costello with the one where he thinks he can play the piano. That thing is so funny.
Yeah. Oh, that was funny. And also he...
All right.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. All right. All right. Inner Sight. I want to make a... Before I go up the air, I want a more serious comment or something that I heard that's absolutely ridiculous. That the Russians attacked the nuclear plant.
Yeah, that's supposed very, to be very...
supposed to be the biggest one around, right? Now, what I was told, and I assume it's correct, that a fire broke out, and they stopped the fighting, and that the Ukrainians put out the fire.
Yeah.
So my analogy is, if they can stop fighting, why the hell did they just do it? Maybe they ought to set more fires.
Yeah, right.
But see, it shows you. You know, they didn't want that damn thing to blow up because Russia's right there. Where do you think it's going to go? It's going to go right into Russia.
Yeah, I know. But probably in
the whole area there, Western Europe.
Yeah.
So if you can find a way to stop the fighting, take a lesson from that little business there where the fire broke out and they put it out and you know, they didn't allow it to get worse. All right, Inner Sight. Be with you Monday, man of glad. Thank you so much for listening, Suzanne, co-host, engineer, co-host. And I tested out a laptop tonight. I might have a be my own engineer soon. Working on it, world.
Good.
All right, thank you so much. Inner Sight.
Good night. Take care.
Goodbye, world. Inner Sight. Woo.